Tonight should be for a refuah shleima for Chaim Yeshua ben Hendel. Tonight we're going to be trying, I would like my utmost best to try to wrap up tonight the sugya, a long, many weeks of not bar not, but different parts of it. And I want to just lastly discuss the dishwashers and the sinks in the Jewish home. So whenever you talk about dishwashers and sinks, it's obviously, and I'm not talking about for Pesach, that's a separate conversation, we're talking about from basar b'chalav to use with milchiks and refleshiks. Obviously, this is a very relevant question for those people. Most homes, if you're lucky enough to have a dishwasher, you're usually only going to have one. If you're really lucky, you have two. Fantastic. You're really lucky, you have three. You have one for refleshiks, milchiks, and parif. Okay, really good. But if you're only going to have one dishwasher, and then the question is there a possibility for me to use the same dishwasher for both milchiks and refleshiks? Now, there's really a couple of ways to look at this shayla. First of all, can I use the same one for milchiks and fleshiks at the same time? Can I use them for milchiks and fleshiks one after the other? Can I wait days in between usage? Or is there no possibility of using one dishwasher for both? These are some of the questions that are relevant to the topic. So let's first start off with the most extreme machmirim, and we'll work our way through the most extreme mekilim. And then we'll see Reb Moshe Feinstein somewhere in between. And then we'll see what most people do today anyway. So let's start off at the beginning. We'll drop some names, so to say, and we'll go through some sources. So source number one is Reb Shmuel Vosner. Reb Shmuel Vosner writes in his Sefer, "Ve'ein l'shtamesh b'mediach kelim." So first of all, if you're curious what the term they use for a dishwasher today, it's mediach kelim, which means a washing machine in modern Jewish literature. Obviously, they didn't have washing machines in the times of the Rishonim. But if you want to know in Jewish modern Hebrew, when referring to a washing machine, the word is a mediach kelim. So he writes over here, "V'ein l'shtamesh b'mediach kelim." You should not use a dishwasher lahadachas kli basar v'chalav. You should not use a dishwasher for basar v'chalav. Gam im machlev es amigoshim. Even if you swap out the racks. Now, why is that important? Because we'll see in a few minutes, hopefully, Rav Moshe Feinstein held not like that. So he holds, even if you have separate racks for the milchik run and the fleishik run, you cannot use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishik. That's Rav Shmuel Vosner. If you look over in the Sefer Emek Tshuva, written by Reb Chatzkel Roth. Reb Chatzkel Roth was a great Chassidic Paisik. He was nifted not so long ago, about a year or two ago. So he writes very quickly in his very short-handed. He writes, and here this is the fun of, Imutel ishtamish b'dish vasher. Dalad yud shin. Dish vasher, okay? Actually, in some literature, in contemporary Achronim, they write mediach kelim, and some people write dishwasher. We'll see Reb Moshe Feinstein actually writes a dishwasher. Dalad yud shin, that way. So he was asked about a dishwasher. He's referring to he was asked about using a dishwasher, not at the same time, but after, back to back, one after the other. You'll do a milchika run, and then you do a fleishika run, and he writes, dishwasher ain la hater kelim shachalav shabasa zechazeh. One may not permit the usage of a dishwasher for basar b'chalav one after the other. Now again, we're not getting into the lumnus here, we're just giving you the facts, so you should know who holds what. And he quotes, the fact that Ramosha permits it, his argument is that Ramosha should only be b'dievet, not l'chadchila. We'll get into that b'li neder. U'bifrat l'hishtamish b'tadiros. And to do this constantly, yuchal hatzmiach mizeh kama mechsholos. Argues of Chatzkel Roth, this is just a slippery slope. If you're going to be able to use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks, you're setting yourself up for problems. Which again, you can debate that point. That's not exactly an ironclad point. Ubifrat sheyesh kama minei mishinin shoinim zemizeh, and every dishwasher is different. Bevade ein lo hoyreis lahata b'chegav. Now, therefore, you cannot permit in this case. So he doesn't really. Right, he's not giving you much here. You know, Reb Chatzkel Roth is not giving you much to defend or to debate the problems. He's just telling you the facts are, I don't like what Ramesh said, and I think it's a slippery slope. Okay, you know, that's not exactly the most ironclad of arguments. Reb Ephraim Grimm, now keep in mind, Reb Ephraim Grimm was a Talmud Muvik of Reb Moshe Feinstein. Keep that in mind. He writes like this, "Asur l'shtamish b'mediach kelim l'kelim b'sriim v'gam l'kelim chalavim." You cannot use the same dishwasher for milk and meat. You got to designate it. You got to pick what you want your dishwasher to be in. I believe in most Jewish homes that have only one dishwasher, they make it fleishiks. Because most of us have much more dirtier dishes fleishiks than we have milchiks. That's what we do in my house.
And if you have kids at home or not.
Oh, really? That's how it works?
I'm just going to say, we always had it that way.
All right.
One dishwasher.
Right.
And as the kids left, we find that it's so much more milk.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay, could be. All right, so I only know what I have now. By me at home, it's just easier to keep the fleishig going with the Shabbos stuff, which is the most time we use, you know, real stuff. The rest of the time, it's weak. It's throwaway. But maybe that's an interesting point. Okay, so I want to keep it open to whatever you're going to choose at your home. But most people that have one dishwasher, they have to make a conscious decision which way they want the dishwasher to go. That was Rav Chaim Greenblatt's opinion. And he writes, Kach shemat mipi agoin with Moshe Shtern shlita mideberet zin. That was the opinion of the Deberet Zin Rav. We'll see his tshuva inside in a second. V'gam mehagoin Avram Osher Zimmerman. Those of you familiar with Rav Moshe Zimmerman, a big time chacham, out of Rabbi, any relation? Chasha, very, very meyuchas tikka family. The Zimmerman, very, very famous family. If I'm not mistaken, they what? No. The Zimmerman family. That's the Moilim, the famous Moilim. If I'm not mistaken, they go even up to. They're connected to Reb Baruch Ber. There's a connection to Reb Baruch Ber. They're very, very chasha of a family. Yeah, he writes. That's right.
And then for my sons. 25 years.
Really?
Whatever, the same
him, not the nephew?
Rabbi Zimmerman.
Not the nephew or him?
Honestly.
Because now the nephew's doing it. And now the nephew's the one doing it. All right, the one, so like when I had my bris, I had the uncle. Now for my sons, I use the nephew. So I don't know. I don't know which one you have. It's the same family, the same Zimmerman, the same Mishpacha. Yeah. So he writes like this. So he writes, Sha'asu lahakel, you're not allowed to be mekel, the tzarech l'shtamish im merchetzes kelim, dishwasher, rak l'kli bas oil l'kli chalav. The Shemat, he says about Ephraim Greenblatt, one more person. The chindas ha'gain of Henkin. That was the opinion of Henkin, the great Pesach, in the Lower East Side, before Moshe came to town. Kam kein sha'asu lahakel b'davah. So we have a whole list of Rabbanim so far that are not keen on using a dishwasher for both bas b'chalav, even if it's one after the other, even if it's perhaps even with a delay time. Now no one really got into the sugi yet of why not. They're just telling you the facts. Now, the truth is...
You have an intervening cycle of nothing?
Right, so they don't talk about that. What happens if you tried... Like Rav Moshe suggests that in one of his tshuvas, possibly kashering it. Again, possibly is the big word over here. Running it a plain cycle in between to kasher it. So let's try to get into the sugya a little bit, because a lot of it has to do with naparnat, of what we've been learning for a bunch of weeks. But again, my goal tonight is to try to wrap up this whole sugya. So I'm going to go rather... Superficial is a good word. So I just want to get the shittas out. Maybe a different day we can get more into the meat and potatoes, so to say. So let's see the Deberet Zin Rav. So Deberet Zin Rav has a tshuva like this, number 4. Nishalti, the Vara Adin dishwasher. Someone asked me to explain the issue of dishwasher. Lenin Adachas Kelim Shabbos V'Cholov V'Sharon Yon. He shafti, I responded. Mi shoma kezois ladiach v'dishwasher pam kelim Shabbos v'pam kelim Shacholov. Who thought that you're allowed to do one wash of milchix and then a wash of fleishiks? The water in a dishwasher is very hot. It's even hotter than Yatzel Edis. It's 160 Fahrenheit. It comes straight from a boiler. From what I understand, there's actually a heating element in underneath the dishwasher that actually keeps the water hot. So it's mamish like a Kli Rishon al Gabi Eish, the water in the dishwasher. He says, let's say you'll wait a day in between. So again, there's two concerns over here. One concern is that the walls of the dishwasher have bas b'chalav in them. Why would the walls of the dishwasher have bas b'chalav in them? Because each plate that you put into the dishwasher will have some shuman on it, it'll have some mamashis on it. That will then be hit by the water. That will then go into the walls of the dishwasher. Then you'll put the fleishig plate, and then the fleishig plate will have that. The same thing will happen. So now the walls, it's like a tray for oven. The walls are full of bleis into the walls of the dishwasher. So when your plate goes back in and the hot water comes out again, so from the walls will go into your kli, will make your kli bas b'chol.
Can you hear whether it's a metal or a plastic wall?
Right. So that might make a difference potentially if there's plastic. If whether or not they can take bleus or not, or give out bleus and absorb bleus. So that's one issue with the dishwasher. But I have a different issue with the, again, my issue with the dishwasher would be if you wash them together. Why? If you remember, we saw together in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talked about a case when you wash dishes together, and the Shulchan Aruch said that that's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch said that's okay. The Ramah says no good. The Ramah says we cannot wash clean dishes together in a big vat. That's a clean rishon. So in my mind, the first thing I think of is that's a dishwasher. You put the clean, again, I'm talking about you do it together. But what did the Ramah say, if you remember from last week, the Ramah said, but if you do it one after the other, even in the same water, the Ramah said, that's okay. So now, if I want to, so again, so according to the Ramah, it would be very hard to justify running the wash at the same time. But running it one after the other, it seems like a Mefurish Ramah. That's Ramah's argument. The Moshe's argument is, well, we'll see in a second, that running a dishwasher one after the other is basically what the Ramah permitted it. It's the case of washing the water. It's like taking a kli, putting it in a big vat, and then taking the kli out, putting another gender in the same water. But the dishwasher is better because it's not the same water. It's different water.
The Ramah comment on the
Ramah says that the Ramah calls that not barnat. Right? The Ramah holds that would be not barnat. So if you're going to take, according to... The Ramah says it could be Kli Rishon as long as it's one after the other.
It could be Kli Rishon
as long as it's one after the other. Or Kli Sheni at the same time. So it's hard to justify the dishwasher as a Kli Sheni. It's presumably a Kli Rishon. So what's the easy answer? The easy answer is it's one after the other. So Ramosha makes that argument. It seems very logical from the sugya. So now the Debrecina is saying...
Is there a problem with the milk or
That's another question. That's another shayla. Ramesh, does he get to it? I don't think he talks about the shayla. That's another shayla. Let's say you're going to do fleishiks with the parav. Right, we'll get to that hopefully a little bit also. Now, what's the last fact?
Most people don't have three dishwashers as far as
I know. Correct, as far as I know.
Yeah,
fleishiks and the parav, everyone washes by hand, right. Now, there's one last factor that we all have to think about, and that's the element of soap. We spoke about this last week, that soap is a very real element. We'll see, Rabbi Avad Yosef is the most meikel. There's a tshuva in Yabi Oimer. Yeah, be oimer paskins. You can wash milchiks and fleishiks at the same time. Same time, bevasachas. And the soap, he's like, he swears by the soap or bevadja. Soap. Everything is not by not. Everything is a nice time of kam. Mutter. Now we'll see if we Ashkenazim can use that also. But it doesn't sound. There are issues that we have to work out. But that's the opposite extremes over here. We have one end, the whole list of rabbis that says you can't even do it one after the other, and then we have bevadja Yosef who says you can wash them at the same time. It's amazing.
What does he do with the Ashkenazim?
Oh, so he works it out. Him together with his son, which we have over here, we'll try to work it all out together. I just want to get the shittas out in case we don't get to all the nitty-gritties. And now, what do most Jews do? Most Jews do something, I shouldn't say that. Then there's Rav Moshe down the middle. Rav Moshe down the middle says you can do one after the other with different racks. That's Rav Moshe shita. We'll read it together inside. Now, no one does that. It's an interesting thing. It's three tshuvas in Igros Moshe that most people just don't do. Very fascinating idea. But that's in the extremes. You have the whole list of Achrayim, which we just quoted. There's more to the list. That says you cannot do one after the other. Rebbe Vaju says you could do Bevas Achas. And Rebbe Moshe says one after the other, but Devel doesn't do that either. Most people just have one dishwasher and keep it. Because Rebbe Moshe holds on the racks, you have mamashas.
You said that the water pushes the mamashas to the walls.
No, it gets bleus into the walls. Meaning, the problem is you have on the plate. The water hits the plate, the mamash is on the plate, and then the water jumps into the wall.
On the
mamash on the rack. Now, what's the problem with Ramesh's mamash is on the rack? It's not true. The racks should be washed also. No? If the plates get washed, why do you think the racks are any dirtier? So we'll have to see how Ramesh understood, you know, just Matzias over here. But that's Ramesh's famous psak. How many people follow that? I'm not sure too many. Maybe, you know, real Ramesh nicks, but... Even in the Kashvis books, most of them are not that big keen of it. But Ramesh writes. We'll see, hopefully, in a few minutes. So, again, the Debrecina Rav is trying to explain. The Debrecina Rav is anti-mixing the dishwashers. Now, the truth is, this crowd becomes very negeya. Let's say, for example, this was the big tumult that they had with the coffee, with the Starbucks coffee. Because they found out that Starbucks coffee maker, that little metal part that the coffee goes into, they were putting it in the same dishwasher as the tray for stuff. That's when the whole issue became an issue with the coffee. Because what could be wrong with buying plain black coffee? The answer is because they took that little thing, that I don't know what there's a name for, that metal piece that you put the coffee into that drips into the thing. I'm explaining that very well. You all know what I'm talking about. They wash it together in the dishwasher. Oh, a dishwasher, everything's a problem. That's where the whole tumult began to be an issue. So the question is, let's say, for example, you're going to have...
So how do they deal with that?
Right, so that's a question how to deal with it. So again, so one answer is you go back to your screaming... You go back to screaming, Chayv Kayim soap. There's soap. Others argue that they never really put it in the dishwasher because it's not worth putting it in the dishwasher. It's not that dirty.
Uh-huh.
They just washed it in the sink. I was listening to a shayach from Rabbi Leibowitz where he said he had a Talmud of his who actually worked in a Starbucks. And he asked him. He said, none of us put it in the dishwasher. It's not worth putting in the dishwasher. You just rinse it under the sink and you go right there. So I don't know if that's the truth of all Starbucks, but that's the big tumult. That is the constant going tumult. Now, the question is another follow-up question. How much actually is... is there actually mamushes on the plates? Meaning if they're going to put in a plate with like, you know, mamush pig on it, you know, like leftover, whatever, mamush. We'll see. You know, we keep on talking about like mamushes on the plate. What does it mean mamushes? Does it mean like this little bit of pieces or there's like real chunks, real gesunte chunks of treif? Because then it's no longer not barnat territory. Then you're dealing with real problems. That's why it becomes an issue in a restaurant. That's every time you want to go to a restaurant and they're going to serve you in a glass, they're going to serve you hot coffee in a cup, whatever, not plastic, and that went through a dishwasher with the same thing that had the treif on it, that's where you run into these types of shilas.
And conjuring from treif to, is it whole different?
So we'll see what Moshe is going to talk about that also. We'll hopefully get to that. So the Debrecino Rav writes the following. Let's jump to number 5 for a second. He writes, Vim Kain. I'm sorry. Go back to the Bible 4 for 1 second with me. He writes, but I do have a question. He says, in the bottom line, he says, but you know what? There is what to debate. Mishum haboris, the soap. You put the soap into the dishwasher. That makes a nice in tam of gam. And we learned last week that the Shulchan Aruch holds nice in tam of gam is mutter. So he says, what are you worried about the walls of the dishwasher? What tam got into the walls of the dishwasher? The tam from the plate? No, it's nice in tam of gam because the soap went into the tam, it went into the walls of the dishwasher. So what the walls of the dishwasher were going in and out is not real tam because it got affected by the soap. So he says, "V'gam b'mayim ain't tam." What about in the actual water? There's no tam cholov in the water because the water is all tainted with the soap. It's nice and tam of gam. So he writes, everything should be okay. He says, 1 second. Now I have a question in my hands. Why is that not good enough? That's interesting. Rav Moshe doesn't really work with soap so much. It's interesting. Again, I
need to.
Right. Because Moshe is going one after the other. Once you go one after the other, you don't really need to come on soap. Now, Rav Moshe does bavur in the issue of the walls of the dishwasher. Even Rav Moshe has to work out. What do you do with the walls? Why aren't the walls a problem? Because again, I put in the fleishika, I washed the fleishika stuff at 10 o'clock in the morning, so the hot water caused the bleeds to go into the wall. Then I washed the milchik, so now the milchik goes into the wall. And the next cycle, everything comes out. So that's Basel B'chalof. That is something to take into consideration. We'll see how Rav Moshe gets around it. So now the Debrei Tzino Rav's argument is, he says, 1 second. A soap, everything's good to go. So this is what he writes. He says, U'l'chor l'fiz ha'yimokah, he writes, Al kolzeh lo nira li lahaka klal. D'har be'achor n'msiri le d'hazayiv einenu nois in tam l'fkam. He says, many achorim hold, soap doesn't make a nois in tam l'fkam. If you remember, we saw last week from the Chazon Ish, Chazanish thought for sure soap makes a nice in tam lufkam. But here he's saying, no, not everyone agrees that soap makes a nice in tam lufkam. Okay? Interesting. I thought that was more accepted already, that soap taints the taste of it.
Right.
We would assume that soapy things are affected tam. So that would to be the greatest heter would be the nice in tam lufkam. Right? That would be the heter as long as, now, there's only one issue which Rav Avadya's son gets to, is that, again, you have to know how your dishwasher works, is when does the soap get introduced into the cycle? Because if the soap only comes after they first do a rinse, then you're in trouble. Because if you remember, we learned last week from the Daiki Tshuva, the nois in tam lufkam only helps initially, the first time. But if they first, let's say when you turn on the dishwasher, they first do what's called a dry run, which no soap. So then all the hot water is there with no soap, then there's no nois in tam lufkam. I'll add the soap later, it's too late. Or, from what I understand from my basic ideas of dishwasher, is that there's another run at the end of the cycle that's just hot water. No soap either. So then Vaiti, you're going to have a problem. Now there's no soap anymore. So now everything's going to come together with hot water with no soap.
But you already did the soap.
So what? It's not Pagam anymore. Now it's a new dish.
The rinse itself gets rid of the Pagam.
Right. And you already took care of the...
No, but now you have a milchika plate with a fleishika plate next to each other. I mean, that... Right, the thing... Now you're back to like you started from before.
But on that last cycle, the rinse agent goes off. Does that help?
Doesn't take...
soap.
No. They supposedly the last cycle has no soap in it. No soap. It's a clear no soap. That's what I was told. I don't know. I know. You gotta chuck in with your local... I don't know the Matzias.
Rinse first. Soap.
Right. So that's a real problem for us. Yeah, then we got a problem. then we have a problem, because if that's the mitzvah, then we can't claim any more nice and time of kam. If our whole heter is hanging on nice and time of kam, we're going to have problems. And Rebbe Avadja does. If you look at Rebbe Avadja in Yabi Oimer, Chelik Yud, Simin Dalid, his kemat, most of his heter is based on the fact that it's nice and time of kam. Now there's another problem we have to speak at. Nice and time of kam is not mutal chatchila. It might depend how much soap is on there. If it's not going to be enough to be poigim, it's not going to help. That's a question of how much soap. That's another issue that Chayim talk. How much soap do you need to make it nice in time of gum?
So that basically 90% or more of the dishwashers, the soap doesn't come out until it's gone through a rinse.
Nice. So that's going to be a big problem for us. That's going to make it much harder for us
and
to just.
Very hot water right
yeah, 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 yeah. That's going to be Klirishan type of hot water, which can make everything a problem already.
I'm sure I've already.
So we're going to see. He has his son. At least his son has a shtickle. Had to be miyashivit. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So let's see. The Debrezina Rav's answer. So Debrezina Rav says, no, don't try to tell me soap, because he's not arguing on our mitzvahs. He's just saying that soap is not nice in time of gam. We're saying no, nice soap is nice in time of gam, but it's introduced too late in the cycle. So then he goes on to say, he says like this. He says, v'gam mevinim omrili. The experts told me. Now the truth is, you have to understand dishwashers. Reb Moshe's first tshuva about dishwashers appeared in the 1950s, if I'm not mistaken. I would assume they've changed and, you know, got very different, better and worse over time. Well, see, for example, there's another problem that Reb Moshe didn't have that Rabbi Forrest points out, called the filter. The filter in the dishwasher, which basically has mamashas left in it. Reb Moshe makes no address of it. Could be Reb Moshe didn't have it in his days. I don't know. That's why I think Rabbi Forrest suggests that Reb Moshe maybe didn't have had in his dishwasher. So, you know, the technology is good and bad, but you have to always know the changing of the mitzvahs.
There's no update to that tshuva from the 50s? That was it?
There's another tshuva which we have from 1964. But I don't know when the filter was introduced to the dishwasher. So, you know, as I always tell people, that's I leave to Rabbi Google to be machriya zashayla. Okay? So let's see. So the Debrezina Rav writes like this. He says, another problem. He says, V'gam ha-mevinim omuli she-kol pam achar ha-dochas kli basa nimtza harbi shum and dovak al-doifin ha-dishwasher. He says that a lot of times after you wash, you'll see there's like stuff on the walls of the dishwasher. There's like dirt on the walls of the dishwasher. She-koshim oy, du kamadi yev she-beniku ba-amalas. You can't even take it off by washing it down. It gets ma'amish absorbed. That shuman, that little fatty residue, gets stuck on the walls of the dishwasher. And then the reverse. After you do a milchika run, you're going to have some milchika mamashis on the walls of the dishwasher. So he's really very concerned about the walls. That's really the Debrezina Rav's problem. His problem is the walls. The walls are going to be balua with mamashis, with bliyas, with everything. Maybe there's 60 times more water than there is a little bit of that whatever residue. He says, who's going to put themselves into that situation to set them up for that? Therefore, absolutely no permissibility. Even if you take a break in between. Now, what do you gain by taking a break in between? Okay, nope. That's not binyoyim anymore. So now it's right there, like a nice, now it's a nice in time of kam, because now the bliyas that are in the wall are in the binyoyim. So you can relax. So he says, no, you still can't relax. Ella yek, beis kli, dishwasher, echel basav, beis l'chol. So he doesn't even buy into that. He doesn't even buy into the notion, let's say you just take a break in between. This way the walls, the bliyas that are in the walls, are in the binyoyim bliyas. Less problematic. He doesn't buy into it.
But why is it not for that if you don't see the big pieces?
Now his argument is that it's not.
The wall, but that itself is a nosing time only.
No. There's no. It could be that there's actual pieces in the.
If you don't, you see there's no.
Oh, good. That's going to be a big zach. If the assumption is that, right? If there's no real pieces, that's what's going to be the big heter over here. Well, it depends. I put really dirty dishes in my dishwasher, which is probably why it breaks a lot. They say you're not supposed to.
You see stuff on your.
Well,
I see stuff, yeah. Oh, yeah. My dishwasher is a mess. Yeah, no question. Now, the problem is there's also mamoshes in the filter. If you go down to that filter, if you ever look down in the dishwasher, there's mamoshes down there. So some people argue that mamoshes is already nifkam. It's gross. It's disgusting. Okay? I don't know.
So is the bleach. I mean, if you want to talk about disgusting, then so is the bleach at the end of the day. Why is that any different?
No, what makes the bleach disgusting? You don't see it. So that's another question. That's another argument that maybe you can argue that everything becomes pogum in a dishwasher, even without soap. Even without soap.
Again, even without pogum, maybe I'm missing something. Why is it just not run out?
Because if there's a piece of
I'm saying again, there's no piece.
Correct, and it should be, 100%. If you're putting in a relatively... that's what Moshe's argument. If you're putting in a relatively clean dish, then it's all the sugya of not burnout. That's exactly what Ramesh says. We'll get to it in a few minutes. 100%.
If you rinse
them first, according to Rav Moshe, it's really not so bad.
Or for that matter, if you open the dishwasher, you might don't see any.
Correct. That's right. I agree. So let's see. Let's see one more machmir. We'll pile up all the machmirim. One last machmir, Rabbi Yashiv. They quote over here number 6 from Rabbi Yashiv. L'chein l'maisa. Lo'y nir l'ahat l'shtamish medich echel l'bisi v'chol. You can't use the same dishwasher. Kivin she mishi yuchal lamar al dar v'sha kelim yukam al l'gar minikim. He says, you can't always know for sure that they're clean. You guys are all tiny to me. It's not barnat. It's only not barnat if there's no mamoshes. If there's mamoshes, it's not wong and not barnat. So that's, so they're saying, no, it's too hard, so we have to just throw the whole thing out. You're suggesting, no, we'll just be more careful, right? So he says, v'chein ha'minik pashu b'bati ha'yirei m'dvar Hashem. Except the practice in God-fearing homes are v'loy yisayim chen ha'chlofas ha'salim. We don't even rely upon switching out the racks, like Rav Moshe said. Ela mishtamish b'shnei madichim. You have to have two dishwashers. The hiskim iti ledina goin echad shlita. And a goin echad was masking to me whenever you see the sefer Avdei Yeshva, and he says goin echad hiskim li, that is Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv was also against using the same dishwasher. He held you should use two. Yeah.
We're going to hear about possibly using the same dishwasher with milk and pipe. With the same homiletic approach that the Jeff Senior and Rabbi Yashiv have, a pilot, let's say, by mistake, you open up here for a second bite, oh,
So we're going to get to that. We spoke about that last week. We spoke about the tas from last week. The ramal was matter if you found one in the opposite place. So we spoke about what about a dishwasher. So many paiskim are makel because they argue that there's much more room to be makel with the dishwasher, especially if there's soap and things like that. Well, hopefully we'll get to a tshuva at the end on page 3 from Reb Nevensol. Reb Nevensol was noita lahakel. But Rabbi Forst writes that you should be machmer. He thinks if you find it, you should be machmer.
So why is it only one way? Why isn't that one milking spoon taint all the flashes?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, the assumption is... I guess maybe it's too hard.
Enough to be so much fun.
Right.
Rav Moshe, Rav Avadya,
I mean, again, it might depend if there's mamashes also, but right, if everything was relatively clean, yeah. So then b'diavad is moved to be makel 100%. So let's see. No, the Yeshiva is a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, I forget his name, but whenever he writes in the Sefer, I spoke to a goyin echad, that's always Rabbi Yashiv. Okay, so let's see Rav Moshe's famous tshuva. Now this tshuva is tucked away in the famous tshuva in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Alas Mekov Dalet. That's the tshuva about Bas Mitzvah, which we spoke about a year ago. At length about the whole idea of bas mitzvah. So at the end of that tshuva, Rav Moshe throws in like 5 lines about dishwashers. Okay, he writes like this: Ubedover hakli achadasha, this new invention, lirachets lirchotes akelim shenikra b'shem dishwasher. We call it a dishwasher. Imichayim lirchot shom kli basu kli cholav zachazeh. I mean, Rav Moshe never entertained the possibility that he could wash them bevasachas because that's against the Ramah. Right, we learned together in the Ramah. The Ramah said you can't wash together. Now I, stam as they have, maybe I'm totally missing something, but I don't see why you can't do it if one's an Eid Ben Yoyma. Let's say, for example, one of the two genders are an Eid Ben Yoyma. So we saw together in the Ramah that would be mutter.
And the dishwasher, certainly.
No. The dish. Yeah, it sounded like from the Ramah. We have to double check over there. In a clear reach, the Ramah said.
Would you put them both in a clean
rishon
together?
So the Ramah said, b'diyeve, again, we have to double check. I have the booklet from last week. If the Lashon, the Ramah says, avalim shneyem, he says, el imkein echem min akelim einem b'nei yoyman. V'oz kol akelim mutorim. It's only b'diyeve, you're saying. That the Ramah, even the Ramah holds only b'diyeve. Okay, I'm not sure. You have to go back and read that halach again. It definitely sounds like b'diyeve would be okay. So you're arguing maybe even the chatchili you can't do it. Okay, could be. Now again, that's obviously a slippery slope. That I agree is a bad idea to tell people, you know, use the same dishwasher but wait for the, you know, people are not gonna, they're not gonna cheshbon this type of svars. It's risky. I'm asking. So Rav Moshe wanted to know, what about one after the other? So Rav Moshe writes, this is a gevaldike tshuva of Rav Moshe. Short to the point. Says Rav Moshe, hine, tzarech shomo shemashe betoiche shu amash menich nakelim, the thing that you put under the kelim, which we today have a word for called the rack, she lekli basar acherim lekli achelav acherim. Says Rav Moshe, you have to have separate racks. That's rule number one. Now, I have no idea how complicated is it to change the racks out in between cycles. I have no idea. I'm very not...
Are you saying to change racks, or you can have two racks?
You have to have different... The kalim can't sit on the same racks.
But can they be in the same dishwasher?
Yeah, top and bottom, you mean? Yeah. Probably not. We'll see in a second. Why? So Ramesh explains, the etzem ha-dishwasher she-mesimim b'toicha ha-dov she-menichon olav ha-kalim she-urak ha-defana she-sivivoyisim yichoyim mishtamish b'l-shneim b'zach-hazeh. The wall says Ramesh, I have no problem with. I have no problem with the walls. The only problem I have is the racks. Switch out the racks, you're good to go. Fantastic. Okay. End of story. That's the end of the tshuva. Right, so where is that? Now, this is the end of the tshuva. Now, this has got to be one of the most unclear explanations you ever got from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He didn't give you any svarvas, time, and nothing.
All two racks?
He didn't give you anything.
But the racks are really just lines. They're just wires. Throw it back on there.
So again, Ramesh in this tshuva doesn't do any explanation. He writes another tshuva in Yerodei Chelik Beis, and this is, I put the date on for the fun of it, Tovshin Chavdal, that's 1964. This is a few years after the first tshuva. And look at what he writes. And someone asked him again about dishwashers. Now again, I have no idea how popular dishwashers were in the 60s. I can't imagine all that popular.
So the
people in the Jewish home had it, I can't. I'd be shocked. Maybe in the big, big places had it. But now it's no big deal. Every Jewish home has a dishwasher. It's not a big chop anymore. But in 1964, to think that everyone, I don't know, I'd be surprised. I would assume it was more predominantly for like eateries, hotels, or whatever, big places. But now, they get every single Jewish home. So he writes that. Rav Moshe writes back, I already told you that the racks have to be separate. But the actual dishwasher, the walls, the gag, and the roof, says Rav Moshe, the rest of the dishwasher I have no problems with. The Debitziner was all worried about the walls. Rav Moshe had no problem with the walls. Rav Moshe only had the racks. I never gave you any reasons. So to Moshe, why? We shouldn't do pashut. I thought it was such a pashut. It was like pashut. What was the shayla? Says Rav Moshe, do be'etzem hu naparnat. Says Rav Moshe, what's the big shayla? It's all naparnat. Shemutter bin basal l'chol of ibcha, which we said already is mutter. Umeforish b'ramasim inside the hase of gimel. The Ramah says, Oy jayser, da filu b'aysa mayim shud chubem makli basar mutter l'adiyach kamas akli ha'chol of acha shenitlu misham akli ha'basar im lo ye be'en. Oy shay sham mayim shishim negra be'en. Says Ramah, it's Ramah inside the hay. The Ramah says that as long as you can use the same water, as long as you don't have the actual fleshik and milch ha'kelim together submerged. If you remember according to Ramah, I can take a big vat, put in fleshik, take out the fleshik, put in the milch. Mutter. It's Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Says Rav Moshe. That's right. Avomash ani matrich. Now says Rav Moshe, so what do I have to explain? And then Rav Moshe says, and over here it's better, because it's not the same water. It's a new cycle, it's new water. So again, the actual dishwasher, says Rav Moshe, b'zachas says mutter. Now, Stamazay, could Svardim justify using the same dishwasher at the same time, based on the Mechaber? I would think yes. Because the Mechaber said that Svardim, we paskin, that the Svardim, Mechaber held that they could take a big vat of water, put a milch and clean it, put a flesh and clean it, and they're good to go. Mechaber paskin that way. The Ramah was machmir. The Mechaber held it was mutter. So l'chayra, if you ask me about dishwashers, I'd say Svardim go with the same dishwasher.
Well, again, is that because of the detergent?
No, that's because of naparnat. Because again, the kli goes into
the water itself.
Yeah, now, what's the only problem? Is the shach. The shach told us that even Svardim are not allowed to do it l'chadchila. What was the shach's raya from Hagolas Kalim? The shach brought us a raya last week that you're not allowed to be make. You can't do Hagolah of milchiks and fleshiks in the same vat. Why not? That's not bar not. The answer is we still don't do not bar not l'chadchila. So l'chayr l'fizah svarda wouldn't be able to do l'chadchila either. Now we'll see.
Different Hagolas itself to go ahead and clean it out. So I'm going to go ahead.
So you're purging. You're purging the tam out into the water, and then from the water goes into the other clean. So we'll see how the svardim get around this also. Yeah. That's right. Why? But for Svardim. All right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why Svardim wouldn't be able to use the same dishwasher, bivasachas, because of that shach. But we'll see they get around it anyways. Okay? So now, Zok Rav Moshe, so what's the issue with the racks? Said Rav Moshe. So I love how he reacts to the tshuva. He says the justification is posh. It's not barnat, ayin ramot, sadi, hey, no problem. So what do I need to write a tshuva about, says Rav Moshe? What about the racks? What's the issue with the racks, says Rav Moshe? Avamash ani matzrich sh'al mash menich makeim tzorch sh'acherim hu mitam sh'motzri sh'yish ha'dover be'en b'habasar v'shumen v'yiga b'hakli cholof. Says Rav Moshe, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about my moshes. This is not a shayla of Nabar not anymore. I'm worried that you're going to put your milchika cup on the rack, and there's a piece of a fleish. And then the water's going to hit that and go straight into that. That's not Nabar not anymore, my friends. That's real blius. Now, what's the only problem over here, which I think Rabbi Forrest points out, maybe others do as well, why would you be choshes that the racks would be full of mamoshes? That's isn't that the job of the dishwasher? To wash?
There could be a little piece left somewhere.
I'm saying enough that we're choshes for?
It's around the wall. Like
no, he's saying, Ramosha's not worried about the walls, because the walls don't touch the kli. Yeah.
Right,
Ramosha's worried about the racks.
So why can't, in other words, the same way it gets to the wall, it certainly could get to the rack, it drops down.
Yeah, Ramosha.
You need to get to the rack and to the wall.
No, I'm saying you're going to have a mamash, a piece of flesh sitting on the rack, punked where you put the mochika cup? Maybe. I don't know. So that's what Ramosha's worried about. That's Ramosha's chash. Therefore, says Ramosha.
Does Ramosha make a distinction in the material that the rack is made out of?
No, he does not.
Steel versus a rubber coating?
No, he does not. But that is very relevant when we talk about kashering microwaves. That's the whole issue when people talk. I'm sorry, dishwashers. If you can kasher a dishwasher, it depends what the dishwashers are made out of. But for this point, it doesn't seem to make a difference because you're really just getting that hot piece of flesh is going to hit the hot water and go into the cup. So says Rav Moshe, "Ve'ein l'smach hamasha mayim yedichu ha-be'en." That's what Rav Moshe says. And don't try to tell me like I'm just telling you now that the water washes away the be'en. Given the matzah shenisha, ve'ein haderech la'ayin achaz. People don't look at it clearly. Meaning, if everyone were to wash down their racks, we wouldn't have a problem. Says Rav Moshe, people don't. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, "Lachin afshe yachlet she'ayin hetiv yeshlocha she'yishkach." Even if you think you looked at it, you still might have missed something. Okay.
And if you ran the cycle, it seems to be according.
Again, you running a cycle is not going to help if there's be'en. Running a cycle will help if you're worried about blias. If you're worried about actual pieces of meat sticking to the rack, you can run off, unless you think running another cycle will get it off.
That's the whole point of the dish.
That's the argument that people have. That with Rav Moshe, but isn't that what the dishwasher is supposed to do? If it gets it off the plate, we'll get it off the rack also. I don't know. It's a horror. So he writes off at the end, says Rav Moshe,
the plate is on the thing, so therefore it doesn't allow it to get off the rack.
Could be. Could be there is an answer. Again, I'm not...
The plate itself.
Okay.
I pull dishes out of the dishwasher.
They're dirty.
The full cycle is still sometimes...
Oh, yeah, yeah. By me all the time. That's because I put them in dirty, but I'm just saying if you put them in clean, I don't know. That's true. Again, for someone like me, I wouldn't be able to use the same because I have my mushes floating around.
It seems from what we're saying tonight that if I wash them off again, you don't have to scrub, but if you wash them off pretty well, no problem.
Bezeh achazeh, one after the other. According to Rav Moshe, with different racks. Yeah, that's what Rav Moshe writes. That's what Rav Moshe says. It's got to be different racks.
Because Rav Moshe, if you rinsed it out, why do you need
to... Because Rav Moshe is worried about there's mamoshes on the rack. That's Rav Moshe's chashash, which we're trying to figure out still. So Rav Moshe says, L'chein tzarech shnayim, echad l'klibosav, echad l'klicholov. Aval ein lochosh amashe gam bitfanus ikhla pom eze be'en. Says Rav Moshe, there might be some actual be'en on the walls. So what are you worried about? The water hits that... And that jumps into the kli. Says Rav Moshe, I'm not worried. He says, I'm not worried about that. Why kivishay noigi boichlim? It doesn't touch the food. Va'afim yaviu hamayim misham esaben. What happens if the water will bring that food? He says, Hu yoyse mehabe pa mshishim shleshayach laaser. Avo mechametz lepesach aser. He says, but from chametz to pesach it's aser. V'chem isa lehet aser shiev shalagag mehem porcelain. You can't kasha them. Okay, that's a shmuz for a different time. So that's Rav Moshe's shita. Rav Moshe's sheet is very clear that Rav Moshe held that you can use the same one after the other. He's not worried about anything except for the racks, and everything else is fine.
So he's the most makel
as of now. Right now, Rav Moshe is the only one that's makel. Now, the Debrei Tzina Rav writes in the Truva, I didn't photocopy, he writes, and then later I found Rav Moshe's makel, and I think he's totally wrong. He says, listen, if you want to be semech al Rav Moshe, who am I to say not to? But Michiel's quote, I think Rav Moshe is wrong, and I go with my opinion. So again, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't need our endorsement. Rav Moshe Feinstein was Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he writes clear and clear. I didn't make this stuff. He writes that you can use the same dish. And I go home and try convincing your wife that you can use the same dish one after the other. Again, you don't have to wait 24 hours. None of that. Just one, not at the same time. As long as there's new water, just with different racks. Let's say Pascal's Rav Moshe. So now,
Moshe would hold if the only concern is that there might be some food still hanging on the rack.
Yep.
The cycle. So if you ran the cycle empty, no dishes in it.
If you think that's going to take it off.
Should clean off the right?
In theory, again, Moshe doesn't explain.
He's not saying that the rack has the time of bus.
No, time.
He actually something on it.
Correct, right. Ramosha's world is be'en, not Mamosha's. Ramosha has no problem with Mamosha's because it's all not barnat. Ramosha only has a problem that there might be actual substance on the rack. So if we could somehow clean the racks well enough, then Enoch Rabbi, I could be, he would agree. I think so. So let's just take a jump for a second to number 13, to Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi writes the following. So someone asked Rabbi Abadi, can you use the same dishwasher with different racks? So the answer should be, Ayin Igus Moshe, that he says, you could. So let's do what Rabbi Abadi writes. Don't put them together. You don't really have to change the racks. He thinks the whole thing is really nice in tam lufkam. Now, I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Baruch Simon, and he said he spoke to Rabbi Abadi, and Rabbi Abadi holds you could do the same things together.
Same reason.
Right, so he asked Rabbi Abadi. No, he asked him either Ramah says he can't. So he says the Ramah was only before of nice in tam lufkam. But if you introduce soap into the equation, or you introduce the dishwasher stamazay just being gross, like Michael said, that even the Ramah would have agreed. I mean, that Ramah that talks about putting two kelim together at the same time would agree to a dishwasher. This is Rabbi Abadi's svar. I'm not saying. Now, he doesn't write that here. No. He's saying over here, right. You don't have to kasher for Pesach, right. Now, Rabbi Abadi, he's not saying this. This is what Rabbi Simon says Rabbi Abadi told him. Rabbi Abadi told him he can really use the same basachas. It's against the Ramah. He said, no, you throw in soap. That's the time of Kam. Even the Ramah would admit. Okay, that's not what he writes over here. Over here, he sounds like he's talking about separately. It sounds like it's not the same time. But that's basically what Ramosha says. He just holds you don't need to have separate racks. Now, why wouldn't you have to have separate racks? Because again, even if you hold that it's, that even if you hold that little piece is there, it's vital of Kam. Because the time that's going to go into the kli will be pagam because of the soap. So he's the most makel Rabbi Abadi. Right? So he holds you don't need a separate rack. And maybe even you can wash them together. While according to Rav Moshe, you need a separate rack and you wash them one after the other.
It's probably just having one set of silverware. Have one set of silverware and look in some places.
And wait in between?
Yeah.
So the Ra'ah used to do that. The Ra'ah, the Rishon.
Same analysis.
Right, so the Ra'ah, who was a Rishon, used to do that. He used to have one set and used to wait.
But what do? You need for 24 hours.
He wouldn't use it half for 24 hours.
Or he would have fight. He'd get the hot and use it
cold with the. That's right. So he used to do that, and his talmidim used to like point out to him like this is like you know weird like no one else does that, but he used to do that. He used to do such a thing. It's not again. It's not a practical suggestion in a Jewish home, but in theory, lomdus it could work. So Rabbi Avad Yosef writes in the tshuva, as I mentioned to you before, he writes before in the tshuva that you can use both together at the same time. His son, who he acknowledges in that tshuva, doesn't go that extreme. His son writes like this in number 10. He writes like this: Mediach kelim chashmali, dishwasher. Shemachnisim es kol akelim motecha mechuna. He gives you a little bit of background. He put it onto the machine. Ula achash mechuna niskeres zayim es akelim. Shetef mayim rabim roischem hamurav mechay menikoi. It spritches out water with some detergent. Va'achach nasa shtifa shnei b'mayim nikim rochs. And then they do a second wash with just water. If you put in no real big pieces of anything, it's just like this little thin on the dishes. There's no. That's correct. He's assuming that the soap is introduced right away, which probably not the case today. So that's what Moshe was suggesting. Maybe if you put soap on your dishes before you put them in.
So every dishwasher maybe that I know has the door, but it also has an open compartment where you also
put the soap.
Empty soap. So as soon as the water starts.
I have no idea. I'm with you. I mean, this is.
That's my dishwasher.
I think if again, it really depends on when the soap is introduced into the cycle.
You just pour some soap.
I guess you could pour your own soap on it for that matter. Yeah, I don't see why you can't. Assuming that would create enough of nice in time of gam. That's something I guess we could debate. So he writes over here, V'akach nasa shtifa shnia b'mayim nika, okay? V'yesham rak lichluch v'shumen, efshu l'shtamish b'deach kelim zeh, hein l'kli chelav, hein l'kli basar, b'zecha zeh. One after the other. Which is not such a chiddush. Rav Moshe says that already. Now, in Rabbi Yoimer, he says b'vasachas. He does write that. He says you could do it at the same time.
Rabbi Yoimer is
the father. This is the son. He writes, "Va'afilu boibiyam," even the same day. "Ulam em emachpidim bezer," but he says, "But well, if you're going to have big chunks in there, maybe not." Okay. Now he's also assuming that it's based on a premise of nois and tam of gam, but he has a gevaldik kasha. We have a rule 8: we don't do nois and tam of gam lechatchila. We don't just use nois and tam of gam. So if the whole heter hinges on the fact that it's nois and tam of gam, how do you justify doing it lechatchila? So he explains.
Maybe you have two parts. You have the nois with the soap, and one's because it's disgusting.
That's Rabbi Abadi's chiddush. Rabbi Abadi holds dishwashers even without soap are nois and tam of gam.
No. I'm saying, but that, in other words, you have two lefkams. Does that help? In other words, one is the disgusting and one is the soap.
But you still can't do a lechatchila. I mean, you can't set a situation.
No, so then maybe lechatchila you can do it.
No, you can't. No, you're not allowed to make nois and tam of gam lechatchila normally. Right? So he says, he comes up with a heter. He comes up with a chap like this. He says, no. He says, the reason why you're allowed to do it over here is because even though we learn nois and tam of gam is still also lechatchila, right? He writes, no. That's meaning, what does that mean? It means, let's say I have a milchika fork that I used 26 hours ago. So technically speaking, it's now nice. Midrabanan, I'm still not allowed to use it with hat of the opposite gender. Why? Because Xer Drabanan. So if I have Xer Drabanan when something is still nice in time of gam, so how does it help me to run my dishwasher lechatchila? So he says like this. He says, when did they make Xero? They made Xero on, let's say, a pot. You have a pot that got regular blias, and over time, the blias became shvach due to time. So the time created the blias, turned them from shvach to pagam. He says, but over here, the moment the blias went in, they were pogum from the get-go. It's not like a case where I had a pot, I let the blias into the pot, those were good blias, but over time, they start to fizzle out. That, the Rabbanan answered. But over here, the moment the blias started, they were soapy blias. So the moment they got absorbed, where they were already pagam in the beginning. That type of pagam is mutal lechatchila. That's his chap. So therefore, over here with the soap, the moment they become pogum, they were pogum lechatchila meikara, and therefore it's not a problem. However, he does conclude at the end.
What's the difference? What's the difference between Rav Abadi and Rav Avadya? How do they? It sounds like they're the same.
Yeah, they are pretty much the same. They're using the same material. They're using the same ideas. Now, Rav Avadya does, at least in Akut Yosef, he does write, but if you have, let's say, a big place where it's hard to know big pieces and small pieces, he thinks in that case you should have separate ones. So again, halacha l'maisa. The three shitas are either you can never use the same one for milchus and fleishiks no matter what. You can use the same one for milchus and fleishiks one after the other with new water and new racks. You can do one after the other without new racks. Or maybe you can even do one together at the same time, which I think is very hard for Ashkenazic Jews. One together at the same time, if you're going to justify that it's nois and tam lufka.
But actually, with that svar that you said from Rav Avadi, that even the water...
Right.
The only other problem.
Correct.
Of the delayed or the 90%.
Right. If you hold it, this is what Rabbi Abadi thinks, which again, you have to buy into it. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I don't think...
There's a biography about Rabbi Avadi, and somebody was saying to him, you know, you're such a makel. He says you're a makel, as opposed to, you know, in other words, if you don't know the halachas.
Right.
There's always a
month. It's usually...
So it's not a question of being made.
Right. So again, practically speaking, I don't think most Jewish homes use the same one for milchiks and fleishiks. But if you're going to go like Rav Moshe, you know, you have big shoulders to be simcha. Rav Moshe finds
it. They pass in this way. We assume it's Gedolim. They themselves also live by that stuff, or they're doing it for their
own.
I would venture to believe Rav Moshe probably didn't have a dishwasher, but it sounds like it. It sounds like Rav Moshe wasn't against it. Now I really wanted to finish sinks also, but maybe next week again. I really believe that I want to move on next week to back to Aruch Chaim. I want to talk about pizza. If Michael, remember, many years ago we spoke about pizza. It's time to chazer pizza. The shayla about how many brach. What brach do you make on pizza? Sounds like a funny question. But what brach do you make on pizza? Depends on what you eat. One slice, two slices. That there's a lot of misconception over there. Yeah. I want to get back to the sugya of possible bekistin. We'll leave that the next week. So maybe we'll just finish off a little bit with the sinks. And we'll hopefully move back into Aruch Chaim, back to those sugyas as well.